What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire with?
Lighter.
How about the real rich pieces of wood?
Well, that's lighter. It has a top coming out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no other wood. Cypress sometimes talking, but not as much as lighter, not as free.
Yeah.
It's lighter. Mm-hmm. See, that's from pine trees.
Do you, what about kindling? Is not the rich.
Well, kindling is rich.
Is it rich?
Sure, it's rich. That's, that's the only kindling we have. Now you take, turpentine. You get this thing off the tree, then you take it and you put it in a thing and you call it a steel. Then that stuff is strained out. Then it gets little chips, you know, in it.
Yeah.
Then they pile it out and they sell that for kindling.
Yeah.
You stick a match to it, it's going to be still lighter.
Yeah.
It's going to be awful out of the tree.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Closet.
How about, what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of a house?
Overlapping. Mm-hmm. Like that building, we call it weatherboard.
Yeah, right. What do you call a covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
All right. And what about a small porch that often has no roof?
That's sun porch.
Sun porch.
See, where the sun comes down and hits you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's reasonable, isn't
it? Yeah, right, sure. I forgot a part of this question. With a rod and hangers, and you said a closet.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you call it different when it's movable, when you can move it around?
Yes, they're called chaises. Now people have them things too.
Uh-huh.
Where they can, now people used to build them old time pool. They built it, you know, called a chaise.
Yeah.
A chaise.
Uh-huh.
And they move that thing from room to room.
Yeah.
And sometimes they move, but you can't move a closet, you know.
Yeah, right. Because
it's built in.
Yeah.
But if you take a chest, you move out this house, you move over there, you know.
Yeah.
They build them. Now we call them shift rolls, the late style. Shift rolls.
That's
the latest.
The latest.
Latest. Shift rolls. Shift rolls. And we buy them.
Oh, I see. Let's see, what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Fence.
Alright.
Well, it's a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Lot. You paint the cow in a lot.
Uh-huh.
See, they can drive him, bring him from the pasture. Or he comes up from the pasture. Then we put him in this lot.
Yeah.
And then it's, so he won't go back.
Yeah.
Then he's convenient for us to get to milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's reasonable, eh?
Yeah, right.
I ain't so crazy.
No, whoever said you were crazy. What do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Rocks, stones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a wall.
Uh-huh.
It's not a wall.
Yeah.
Because it's built out of rocks or stone. That's where we have walls. See, we have walls like that now. See on the wheel? See that light stuff? That's a block fence. Over by that house right there, right by that back house, at that brick house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it right there?
Oh, over here. Look for the creek across there. You look, see right over there?
Oh, I see it. Next to the wood fence?
Oh, that's a brick. Yeah. A block.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just the difference between some people might say, call it a rock fence or a rock wall.
That's right. Well, it's a wall, though.
I see. Okay.
It's the same as a wall on that house there.
Yeah, yeah, right. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Barrels. We call it a barrel.
All right. What do you call the same thing when if it's made of metal?
Tube.
A tub
or a can. Mm-hmm. Large drum, you can say drum, because a drum will hold anywhere from maybe 60 gallons of water, you know what I'm saying?